Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bryce Duran. Batting second. The designated hitter, William Contreras. Batting third. The shortstop, Willie Adames. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sal Frelick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Reese Hoskins. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joey Ortiz. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Garrett Mitchell. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jackson Chaurio. Batting ninth. The catcher, Eric Hossa. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Aaron Civil. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Willie Castro. Batting second. The designated hitter, Trevor Larnach. Batting third. The center fielder, Byron Buxton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Max Kepler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos Santana. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Lee. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Austin Martin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Edouard Julian. Batting ninth. The catcher, Christian Vasquez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Ryan. And now, play ball. Bryce Duran is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Duran hits a fly ball towards right. Kepler is there to make the catch. One out. William Contreras is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Contreras hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Contreras is out. 2 outs. Willie Adames is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Adames strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Castro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Castro hits a fly ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Castro is safe at second with a double. Tag play challenged by Mill manager, Pat Murphy. Original call overturned as shown. Trevor Larnach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larnach strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Buxton hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Buxton is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Frelick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Frelick hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Ryan covering, and Frelick is out. 1 out. Reese Hoskins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoskins strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Joey Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Kepler is on with a walk. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Santana is on with a walk. Kepler moves to second. Brooks Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lee hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Hoskins makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Austin Martin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martin strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Edouard Julian is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Julian is on with a walk. Kepler moves to third. Santana moves to second. Christian Vasquez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vasquez hits a ball towards second. Turane can't make the play in time. Vasquez gets a base hit. Kepler scores. Santana scores on an error by Turane. Julian moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Willy Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Castro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Castro is hit by the pitch. Julian moves to third. Vasquez moves to second. Castro is on first. Trevor Larnach is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Larnach is 0-for-1 in the game. Larnach hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Frolik is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Garrett Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mitchell strikes out swinging. One out. Jackson Chaurio is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Chaurio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eric Hossa is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hossa hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Bryce Turane is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Buxton is 0-for-1 in the game. Buxton hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kepler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kepler strikes out swinging. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santana is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Santana hits a fly ball towards left. Chaurio makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball towards left. Chaurio makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. William Contreras is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Contreras is 0-for-1 in the game. Contreras hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Contreras is out. One out. Willie Adams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams strikes out swinging. Two outs. Sal Frolik is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Frolik is 0-for-1 in the game. Frolik softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Frolik is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Austin Martin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin strikes out swinging. One out. Edouard Julian is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Julian is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Julian hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Julian is out. Two outs. Christian Vasquez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vasquez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Vasquez hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Vasquez is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rhys Hoskins is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hoskins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoskins hits a fly ball, base hit into left field. Joey Ortiz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ground ball towards short. Castro throws to second to get Hoskins. Ortiz is on first. One out. Garrett Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell bunts down the third baseline for a base hit. Ortiz moves to second. Jackson Chaurio is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chaurio is 0 for 1 in the game. Chaurio hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Chaurio is safe at second with a double. Ortiz scores. Mitchell scores. It's Brewers, 3, Twins, 3. Eric Hossa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hossa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hossa hits a ball towards short. Castro can't make the play in time. Hossa gets a base hit. Chaurio scores. It's 4-3, Brewers. Bryce Turang is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Turang is 0 for 1 in the game. Turang hits a line drive deep towards right. Kepler is there to make the catch. Two outs. William Contreras is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Contreras is 0 for 2 in the game. Contreras hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Contreras is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Castro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. That is ball 4. Castro is on with a walk. Trevor Larnach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larnach is 0 for 2 in the game. Larnach hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. Castro scores. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Twins. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buxton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Buxton hits a fly ball towards right. Frolik is there to make the catch. One out. Rob Zastrzyzny replaces Aaron Civil as pitcher. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kepler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kepler hits a fly ball towards center. Mitchell makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santana strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Adams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. Adams is safe at second with a double. Sal Frolik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frolik is 0 for 2 in the game. Frolik hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Lee makes the catch for the out. One out. Rhys Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoskins hits a pop-up towards first. Santana makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 2 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball towards short. Castro can't make the play in time. Ortiz gets a base hit. Adams moves to third. Garrett Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Ortiz, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Garrett Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball towards left. Martin makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Briz Wilson replaces Rob Zastrzyzny as pitcher. Brooks Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. That is ball 4. Lee is on with a walk. Austin Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball towards center. Mitchell makes the catch for the out. One out. Edouard Julian is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Julian is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Julian strikes out swinging. Two outs. Christian Vasquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vasquez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jorge Alcala replaces Joe Ryan as pitcher. Jackson Chaurio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Chaurio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Chaurio hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's Brewers, 5, Twins, 5. Eric Hossa is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hossa is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hossa strikes out swinging. One out. Bryce Turang is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Turang is 0-for-2 in the game. Turang strikes out swinging. Two outs. William Contreras batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Contreras is 0-for-3 in the game. Contreras hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Contreras is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jared Koenig replaces Briz Wilson as pitcher. Willie Castro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. That is ball 4. Castro is on with a walk. Ryan Jeffers pinch hits for Trevor Larnach batting second. Ryan Jeffers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jeffers hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Castro moves to second. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buxton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Buxton hits a ground ball towards third. Ortiz has it and steps on third to get the force on Jeffers. Jeffers moves to second. Buxton is on first. One out. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kepler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kepler hits a fly ball towards center. Mitchell makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santana strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Griffin Jacks replaces Jorge Alcala as pitcher. Willie Adams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Adams is out. One out. Sal Frelick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Frelick is 0-for-3 in the game. Frelick hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Reese Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hoskins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoskins hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. Frolick scores. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, Brewers. Joey Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Ortiz is out. Two outs. Garrett Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Elvis Peguero replaces Jared Koenig as pitcher. Brooks Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Matt Wallner pinch hits for Austin Martin batting 7th. Matt Wallner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wallner hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Lee moves to second. Edouard Julian is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Julian is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Julian is on with a walk. Lee moves to third. Wallner moves to second. Manuel Margot pinch hits for Christian Vasquez batting 9th. Manuel Margot is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Margot hits a fly ball towards center. Mitchell makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Castro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Castro strikes out swinging. Two outs. Ryan Jeffers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jeffers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffers strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Caleb Thielbar replaces Griffin Jacks as pitcher. Jahir Camargo replaces Manuel Margot as catcher batting 9th. Matt Wallner moves from pinch hitter T. Jackson Chaurio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chaurio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. O left fielder. Chaurio hits a ground ball towards 3rd. The throw to 1st, and Chaurio is out. 1 out. Eric Hossa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hossa is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hossa hits a drive into center field. Going, going, gone. A solo home run. It's 8-5, Brewers. Bryce Turang is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Turang is 0-for-3 in the game. Turang hits a ground ball towards the mound. Thielbar throws to first, and Turang is out. Two outs. William Contreras batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Contreras is 0-for-4 in the game. That is ball 4. Contreras is on with a walk. Willie Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a fly ball towards left. Wallner makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Trevor Medgel replaces Elvis Peguero as pitcher. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Buxton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Buxton hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 8-6, Brewers. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kepler is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Kepler hits a fly ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Kepler is safe at second with a double. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santana is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Santana hits a fly ball towards center. Mitchell makes the catch for the out. Kepler moves to third. One out. Brooks Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lee hits a ground ball towards the mound. Mitchell throws to first, and Lee is out. Kepler scores. Two outs. It's 8-7, Brewers. Matt Wallner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wallner strikes out swinging. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.